Welcome to the 575 Deep Dive Podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 575 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be really taking a deep dive into AI and how it's impacting all sorts of small businesses, you know, just like yours.
Yeah.
And to do that, we've got some really great articles and even some videos from some experts in the field to really break down what's going on and what it all means. You know, I don't know about you, but it seems like everywhere I look.
Yeah.
AI is popping up, right? It's not just this, like, you know, way off in the future thing.
It's here.
Yeah, it's here, it's happening, and it's impacting businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's definitely a turning point, I think.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting to me is it's not just hype.
Right.
We're seeing real adoption.
Yeah.
Especially among small businesses.
Okay, so let's get into some numbers here.
Okay.
So one of the articles we've got is by Joe Luna, and he throws out a pretty mind-blowing statistic. 40% of small businesses in the U.S. are already using AI tools.
Wow.
That's a huge jump
that is,
from just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it really is. And I think if you kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture, that number makes a lot of sense. McKinsey, which is you know, a global consulting firm, they found that the use of what's called generative AI has doubled in the past year alone. And generative AI, just so everyone knows, that's basically AI that can create new content.
Okay.
So things like text, images, even music.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just about analyzing data anymore. Yeah. It's about AI actually creating things. And I think that's a pretty big shift.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that would be a game changer.
Yeah.
But even with all this growth, Joe Luna also points out that there are some very real challenges that small businesses are facing when it comes to AI.
Sure.
And he kind of boils it down to three things. Education, consulting, and execution. Can we unpack those a little bit? Like, what do those challenges actually look like for someone who's running a small business day to day?
Yeah. So I think those are definitely major hurdles.
Yeah.
Let's start with education, I think.
Yeah.
For a lot of small business owners, AI can feel like this really mysterious, complex thing.
Right.
There's a lot of jargon. There's a lot of technical stuff.
Yeah.
It can be really intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially when you're already juggling a million other things, right?
Right.
So the first challenge is just understanding what AI is, what it can do, and how it might apply to your business.
Okay, so you can't really use a tool if you don't even know what it is.
Right.
Or how it works.
Exactly. And then on top of that, there's this whole consulting piece.
Right.
So even if you have like a basic understanding of AI, figuring out which tools are actually right for your business and how to implement them can be a whole other beast.
Yeah.
There are so many options out there. It's really easy to get overwhelmed.
Oh, totally.
So this is where, you know, having some guidance
from
an expert can be incredibly valuable.
So even having like that basic grasp of, okay, what is AI? And knowing that, okay, I need to go find some help that already puts you ahead of the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. That brings us to the final challenge, execution.
Okay.
So you might have like the perfect AI solution in mind, but actually putting it into practice, integrating it with your existing systems and training your team. That can be complex.
It's one thing to have the shiny new tool. It's another to actually like put it into use and get that return on your investment.
Exactly.
Now it seems like Joe Luna's company, 575, is trying to tackle some of these challenges head on.
Yeah.
He mentions how they're helping businesses automate these repetitive tasks, save time, and boost efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really smart approach.
Yeah.
I think there's a huge demand right now for companies that can make AI accessible and easy to use, especially for small businesses.
Almost like they're acting as translators.
Right.
Like, taking this complex world of AI and making it understandable and applicable.
That's a great way to put it,
for these everyday businesses.
And you know, it's interesting because this whole idea of making AI accessible to small businesses it's something that also came up in the videos we have from Kevin O'Leary and Mark Cuban.
Oh, right.
So O'Leary, for example, he talks about this massive demand for help with AI implementation and execution.
Okay.
He sees a huge opportunity for businesses that can provide these services.
Interesting. And Cuban kind of takes it a step further, right?
Yeah.
He's suggesting that even teenagers, like tech-savvy teenagers, could have this lucrative side hustle teaching businesses how to use AI, particularly small to medium-sized businesses.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really speaks volumes about how much potential there is in this space. You know, we're talking about like a whole new industry springing up around AI consulting and implementation.
It's like a gold rush.
Totally.
But instead of gold, it's AI expertise.
Yeah, and the thing is, right, most American businesses are small or medium-sized businesses.
Right.
So if you can figure out how to help these businesses leverage AI, you're tapping into a massive market.
Totally.
So it makes sense why it's, you know, such a hot area right now.
I'm starting to see why O'Leary's so bullish on AI.
Yeah.
He actually predicts that AI growth is going to be exponential.
Wow.
So what do you think that means for our listeners?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Especially those who might be a little hesitant about diving into the AI world.
I think what's really interesting about that prediction is that it underscores how essential AI is becoming for business success.
Okay.
You know, it's no longer this nice to have, it's a must have. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, O'Leary's comment about you know, the data center and real estate development markets really drives that point home.
Okay.
Like, these sectors are exploding because of AI's growing demand for computing power.
So it's not just hype. It's backed up by real investment and real development.
Exactly. And I think when we look at these trends, it becomes clear that this is like a massive economic shift that's being driven by AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Luna mentioned that AI is projected to generate $13 trillion in economic value by 2030.
Okay.
And that by the end of 2025, AI will be embedded.
That's just a few years away.
It is. It's just a few years away. AI will be embedded in nearly every software tool that we use.
Wow.
So
okay, so we've established AI is a big deal. It's growing rapidly and it's going to have a huge impact on the economy. But let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. Okay. What does this all mean for our listener who's running a small business, maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all this AI talk?
Yeah.
What's like the one key takeaway they should be thinking about?
I think the key takeaway is that understanding and leveraging AI is no longer optional.
Okay.
It's essential for business success in the coming years.
Okay.
And this isn't just about staying ahead of the competition.
Yeah.
It's about staying in the game at all.
Right. And it's not just about these huge corporations. It's about leveling the playing field, right?
Totally.
Small businesses have a real opportunity here.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't have to be daunting.
Okay.
You know, start by thinking about your own business.
Mm-hmm.
What are the repetitive tasks that eat up your time?
Yeah.
Could those be automated with AI?
Right. Yeah.
How could you use AI to, you know, improve customer service or marketing?
I love the, it's about finding those practical applications that can make a real difference.
Yeah. In your day-to-day operations.
Totally.
It makes me think about something Cuban said in his video.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how small businesses are often more agile and adaptable than large corporations.
Right.
They can implement new technologies faster.
Yeah.
And they can experiment more freely.
Totally.
That's a huge advantage.
It is.
In the rapidly evolving world of AI.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Small businesses shouldn't underestimate their agility.
Mm-hmm.
They can be nimble and pivot quickly to take advantage of these new tools.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner they start experimenting, the better position they'll be for long-term success.
Absolutely. So let's say our listener is ready to take that first step.
Okay.
Where should they start?
Yeah.
What resources are available to kind of help them navigate this AI landscape?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there are more resources available than ever before.
Okay.
First off, I would say don't be afraid to ask for help.
There are consultants and agencies that specialize in AI implementation for small businesses.
Right.
You know, companies like 575 that we talked about earlier are popping up everywhere.
Okay.
And a lot of software companies are incorporating AI features directly into their products.
Oh, okay.
Which is making it even easier than ever to get started.
it's like you said before, this this AI ecosystem is growing so rapidly.
It is, yeah.
There's a whole support system for businesses who are willing to take the plunge.
Exactly. There are also tons of online resources.
Yeah.
From free courses and tutorials to industry blogs to forums. You know,
right.
Don't underestimate the power of community either.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with other small business owners who are already using AI.
Okay.
Share your experiences and learn from each other.
I love that. Learning from each other's successes
yeah.
and failures can be so valuable.
Totally.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges, the opportunities, the resources.
Right.
I think there's one more piece to this puzzle, though.
Yeah.
Something that both O'Leary and Cuban kind of touched on. The human element.
Yeah, that's a really crucial point.
Right.
AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It's not about replacing humans. It's about empowering them.
Yeah.
So small business owners need to focus on developing the skills and the knowledge to effectively use AI and to manage its impact on their workforce.
It's about that synergy, right?
Totally.
Between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about how we can use AI to augment our own abilities, not replace them altogether.
Precisely. And that means investing in training and education.
Okay.
Not just for ourselves, but for our employees as well.
Yeah.
We need to equip our teams with the skills to work alongside AI, to understand its capabilities, its limitations, and to adapt to this new way of working.
It's about embracing lifelong learning and fostering a culture of adaptability within our organizations.
And remember, AI is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
What works today might be obsolete tomorrow.
Right.
So we need to stay curious. We need to stay informed and be prepared to adapt as the technology continues to advance.
This has been such a great conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really unpacked the complexities of AI for small businesses and given our listener a lot to think about.
Totally.
But before we wrap up completely, I think it's time for one last thought-provoking question for our listener.
Okay.
Something to really get them thinking about their own AI journey.
Sure.
If you could automate just one repetitive task in your business using AI, what would it be?
Yeah.
And how much time and energy could that free up for you?
That's a great question to leave our listener with. It really gets to the heart of why AI is so transformative for small businesses.
Yeah.
It's about freeing up our time and mental energy to focus on the things that truly matter. Innovation, creativity, and building those meaningful connections with our customers.
It's not about working harder.
Right.
It's about working smarter.
Exactly.
AI gives us the tools to do just that.
It does.
And remember, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
The AI revolution is still unfolding.
That's right.
And the possibilities are truly limitless.
Yeah. So exciting.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI for small businesses.
Yeah.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights.
Totally.
And are feeling inspired to explore the power of AI in your own ventures.
It's been a pleasure unpacking this with you. And to our listener, we can't wait to see what amazing things you accomplish with the help of AI.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that is such a powerful question to end on, you know, because it really forces us to think practically about how AI can impact our daily lives as small business owners.
Right.
It's not just about some abstract future.
Yeah.
It's about tangible improvements we can make today.
Exactly. And, you know, it's amazing to think that AI can now handle tasks that used to take up hours of our time.
Yeah.
You know, things like scheduling appointments, sorting through emails, even creating marketing content.
Right.
What used to feel like a chore
can
now be automated.
Yeah.
Freeing us up to focus on the big picture.
And it's not just about saving time. It's about improving accuracy and efficiency, too.
Oh.
You know, AI can often do these tasks better and faster than humans can, which can have a significant impact on a small business's bottom line.
I'm curious, what are some specific examples of AI tools that are particularly useful for small businesses?
Yeah.
I know we talked about Joe Luna's company, 575, but what else is out there?
Well, one area where AI is making a big difference is in customer service.
Okay.
Chatbots, for example, are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Yeah.
They can handle like basic customer inquiries, provide support 24/7,
oh wow,
and even collect valuable data about customer preferences.
So even a small business with limited staff can offer like really responsive customer service, even outside of like normal business hours.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
And then on the marketing side, there are AI-powered tools.
Okay.
That can help with everything from social media management to email marketing.
Wow.
And these tools can analyze data to identify your target audience, personalize your messaging, and even optimize your campaigns in real time.
It's like having a whole marketing team working behind the scenes, even if you're like a solopreneur or have a really small team.
Exactly. And the beauty of a lot of these AI tools is that they're designed to be really user-friendly.
Okay.
Even for people who aren't like tech experts.
That's so important, right?
Yeah.
It makes AI accessible to everyone, not just big corporations with like huge IT departments. But even with user-friendly tools, I think some small business owners might still be a little hesitant to jump into AI.
Yeah.
It can feel like a big step, you know?
It can.
What advice would you give to someone who's feeling that way?
I would say start small.
Okay.
You don't have to go all in on AI overnight.
Right.
Pick one specific area where you think AI could make a difference in your business.
Okay.
And experiment with a tool or a platform that seems relevant.
Right.
There are lots of free trials and affordable options out there.
Okay.
You know, it's all about just taking that first step and seeing how AI can work for you.
And I think it's important to remember that, you know, AI is constantly evolving. What seems cutting edge today might be commonplace tomorrow.
Totally.
So it's about embracing that learning process
and
being willing to adapt as the technology advances.
Absolutely. And that's where the human element comes in.
Right.
It's not just about implementing AI. It's about managing its impact on your business and on your workforce.
Right. AI isn't going to replace humans entirely, at least not anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it will change the way we work.
Right.
What are some of the key skills that small business owners and their employees need to develop in this like new AI powered world?
I think one of the most important skills is critical thinking.
Okay.
You know, you need to be able to evaluate information, understand the limitations of AI, and make informed decisions about how to best utilize these tools.
Right.
You know, it's not about blindly following the recommendations of an algorithm.
Right.
It's about using your own judgment and expertise to guide the process.
So it's not just about like the technical skills.
Right.
It's about those higher level thinking skills.
Exactly.
That really set humans apart.
Yeah. And another important skill is adaptability.
Okay.
You know, the business world is changing rapidly and AI is a big part of that change.
Yeah.
So you need to be willing to learn new things.
Right.
Embrace new technologies and adapt your processes as needed.
It's about having that growth mindset and being open to continuous learning.
I love that.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like AI is pushing us to become better learners and more adaptable.
Yeah.
Which ultimately makes us
totally
better business owners and employees.
Yeah. And that's a really positive thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, too often people frame AI as this threat to jobs and human ingenuity.
Yeah.
I think it has the potential to be incredibly empowering.
Right.
You know, it can free us up to focus on the things that we're truly good at.
Right.
The things that require creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. It's about finding that synergy between human and artificial intelligence, where each kind of complements the other's strength.
Totally.
But of course, with any new technology, there are potential downsides.
Sure.
What are some of the ethical considerations
that
small businesses need to be aware of?
Yeah, that's a great question.
When implementing AI.
One key consideration is data privacy.
Okay.
AI systems rely on vast amounts of data.
Right.
And it's crucial to handle that data responsibly.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're complying with all the relevant privacy regulations and protecting your customers' information.
Yeah. You don't want to compromise your customers' trust by using their data in ways they wouldn't be comfortable with.
Exactly. Another consideration is bias.
Okay.
You know, AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on.
Right.
So if the data is biased, the AI system can perpetuate and even amplify those biases. And this can lead to unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
Right.
Which is something that small businesses need to be very aware of.
So it's not just about blindly trusting the output of an AI system.
It's not.
It's about understanding its limitations and being critical of the results.
Exactly. And it's about being proactive in mitigating potential biases.
Okay.
There are techniques and tools available to help identify and address bias in AI systems. And it's essential for small businesses to take advantage of those resources.
It sounds like AI ethics is like a whole other deep dive in itself.
It is. We could probably spend a whole episode talking about that.
Yeah.
But I think the key takeaway for our listeners is that AI isn't just like this neutral technology. You know, it's shaped by the data it's trained on and the people who develop it.
Right.
So it's crucial to be aware of those potential ethical implications.
Okay.
And to approach AI implementation with a thoughtful and responsible mindset.
I love that perspective, right?
Yeah.
It's about using AI as a tool for good.
Right.
A tool that can help us create like a more equitable and just world.
Exactly.
But how do we ensure that AI is used ethically, especially in the context of small businesses?
I think it starts with education and awareness.
Okay.
You know, small business owners need to understand the potential risks and challenges associated with AI.
Yeah.
As well as the resources and best practices for ethical implementation.
So it's about doing your research, asking questions, not being afraid to seek guidance from experts in the field.
Exactly. And it's also about fostering a culture of ethical AI within your organization.
Okay.
This means having open conversations about the potential implications of AI, establishing clear guidelines for its use, and holding everyone accountable for using AI responsibly.
I like that. It's about making ethical AI like a core part of your business culture, not just an afterthought.
And I think it's also important to remember that AI ethics is an ongoing conversation.
Okay.
You know, as the technology evolves, so too will the ethical considerations.
Right.
So it's about staying informed, being open to new perspectives, and continuously evaluating your approach to AI implementation.
This has been such an insightful conversation. I feel like we've covered so much ground from like the practical applications of AI to the ethical considerations. But before we wrap up, I think it's important to address one more question that's probably on our listeners' mind, the financial aspect.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, AI can seem like this costly investment, especially for small businesses with limited budgets.
Totally.
But the reality is that there are affordable AI solutions available.
Okay.
And the potential return on investment can be significant.
So it's not just about the upfront costs.
Right.
It's about weighing those costs against the potential benefits.
Totally.
Like, you know, increased efficiency, improved customer satisfaction.
Right.
Even new revenue streams.
Exactly. And the good news is that AI is becoming increasingly accessible.
Okay.
There are free and low-cost tools available.
Right.
And a lot of software companies are incorporating AI features into their existing products.
Okay.
So it's making it easier than ever for small businesses to get started.
So it's not about breaking the bank to implement AI. It's about finding solutions that fit your budget and your specific business needs.
And being strategic in your approach.
Okay.
Start with small, targeted implementations. And then gradually scale up as you see results and gain more confidence.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about taking a phased approach, learning as you go.
Totally.
And finding what works best for your business.
Yeah.
But let's say our listener has identified a specific area where they want to use AI and they've found a tool they want to try.
Okay.
What are some key factors they should consider before diving in?
That's a great question, first and foremost.
Yeah.
They need to clearly define their goals.
Okay.
What are they hoping to achieve with AI?
Right.
What specific problem are they trying to solve?
So it's about having a clear vision for how AI will integrate into their business and what outcomes they expect to see.
And once they have those clear goals, they need to carefully evaluate the AI tool or platform they're considering.
Okay.
Does it have the features and capabilities to meet their specific needs? Is it user-friendly and easy to integrate with their existing systems?
So it's about doing your due diligence, just like you would with any other business investment.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's also about considering the long-term implications.
Yep.
Is the AI tool scalable? Mm-hmm. Can it grow with your business?
Yeah.
What are the ongoing costs and maintenance requirements?
These are all such important questions to ask up front.
They are.
You know, it's about making sure that the AI solution you choose is sustainable mm-hmm. and will support your business goals in the long run.
And it's also about considering the human element.
Right.
How will AI impact your employees?
Yeah.
Will it require new skills or training?
Mm-hmm.
How will you manage any potential job displacement?
That's a crucial consideration, right?
It is.
It's about ensuring that AI implementation is done in a way that benefits both the business and its employees.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance
right.
between automation and human expertise,
right.
where AI enhances and empowers the workforce rather than replacing it.
This has been a really great conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really unpacked the complexities of AI for small businesses.
Right.
You know, covering everything from practical applications
right.
to ethical considerations and financial planning.
Not wrong.
But I think it's time to kind of shift gears a bit
okay.
and talk about the future of AI.
Ooh, I'm excited to dive into that.
Yeah.
AI is such a rapidly evolving field.
It is.
And the possibilities are truly limitless.
Absolutely. But before we get too futuristic, I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the emerging trends in AI
sure.
that are particularly relevant to small businesses.
Okay.
Like what's on the horizon that our listeners should be aware of?
Well, one trend that I think is really exciting is the increasing personalization of AI.
Okay.
You know, we're seeing more and more AI tools
yeah.
that can be tailored to the specific needs of individual businesses.
So it's not just about using like generic AI solutions anymore.
Right.
It's about having AI that's specifically designed for your industry, your
sure.
business model, even your unique customer base.
Yeah. And this personalization is being driven by advances in machine learning and data analytics.
Okay.
You know, AI systems are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
at understanding individual preferences and behaviors,
right.
which allows for more targeted and effective use of AI.
It's almost like having like a custom-built AI assistant that knows your business inside and out.
Right.
That's fascinating.
And another trend that's really interesting is the rise of what are called no-code AI platforms.
Okay, what is that?
So these platforms allow businesses to build and deploy AI applications.
Oh,
without needing any coding experience.
That's a game changer.
It is. It opens up the world of AI to even more businesses.
Right.
Regardless of their technical expertise.
Yeah.
And these no-code platforms are becoming increasingly user-friendly with like drag-and-drop interfaces
cool.
and pre-built templates that make it really easy to create AI-powered solutions.
It's like AI is becoming democratized, right?
It is, yeah.
Making it accessible to everyone,
right?
Not just tech giants and data scientists.
And I think that's a really positive development.
Yeah.
It allows small businesses to leverage the power of AI
mm-hmm.
without needing to hire like expensive developers.
Right.
Or invest in like complex infrastructure.
It's about empowering businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely.
To innovate and compete in this new AI powered world.
Exactly. And these no-code platforms are just one example
mm-hmm.
of how AI is becoming more accessible and affordable.
Okay.
You know, we're also seeing the emergence of AI as a service models.
Okay.
Where businesses can subscribe to AI solutions.
Oh, interesting.
On like a monthly or annual basis, rather than having to make these large upfront investments.
So it's like having AI on tap.
Exactly.
Ready to use whenever you need it.
Okay.
Without breaking the bank.
And this shift towards subscription-based models
yeah.
is making AI much more accessible to small businesses.
Right.
It allows them to experiment with different solutions
okay.
and scale their usage as needed.
It's like having like this flexible AI toolkit.
Yeah. That can adapt to your business's evolving needs.
Totally.
But with all these advancements in AI,
mm-hmm.
it's natural to wonder about the potential impact on jobs.
Yeah.
I know we touched on this before, but I think it's worth revisiting.
Sure.
So what are your thoughts on the future of work
yeah.
in an AI-driven world?
That's a big question.
It is a big question.
I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Okay.
Like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
It all depends on how we choose to implement it.
So it's not about like AI taking over the world.
No.
It's about humans deciding how to use AI responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. And I think the key to navigating this transition is to focus on developing the skills and capabilities
yep.
that complement AI
right.
rather than trying to compete with it.
So it's about embracing lifelong learning, being adaptable, and focusing on the things that humans do best, like creativity, problem solving, and emotional intelligence. Absolutely. And I think it's also important to remember that AI is constantly evolving.
Right.
What seems cutting edge today might be commonplace tomorrow.
Right.
So it's about being open to new possibilities, embracing change, and continuously learning and adapting.
This has been such an insightful conversation. Yeah. I feel like we've covered so much ground from the practical applications of AI to ethical considerations and the future of work.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
I'm all ears.
So as we wrap up this this deep dive into AI for small businesses,
I want to
leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
I think I like it.
Okay, so imagine you had this magic wand, right? And you could automate just one repetitive task in your business.
Okay.
What would it be? And how would freeing up that time and energy transform your work?
That is such a great question to end on, you know, because it really gets our listeners thinking about those like immediate practical benefits that AI can bring.
Right.
You know, for some, it might be conquering that mountain of paperwork.
Totally.
For others, it might be automating social media posts or even like personalizing customer interactions.
Yeah. Imagine instead of spending hours on data entry, you could be brainstorming new product ideas, connecting with clients, or just honestly having more time for the parts of your business that you're truly passionate about.
Exactly. You know, AI isn't just about efficiency.
Right.
It's about giving small business owners the freedom to focus on what really matters.
Yeah.
Their vision.
Yeah.
Their creativity and building those meaningful relationships.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Oh, yeah.
And using these incredible tools to really create a more fulfilling and impactful work life.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The world of AI is constantly evolving.
It is.
And what seems impossible today could be commonplace tomorrow.
Yeah, so stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Exactly. Who knows what incredible things you might achieve with the power of AI by your side.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI for small businesses.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights today and are feeling inspired to explore how AI can transform your own ventures.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure unpacking all of this with you.
Likewise.
And to our listener, we can't wait to see what amazing things you accomplish with the help of AI.
Awesome. Until next time.
Bye.